Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
Major, major offseason for the Buffalo Bills, Perloff. You know, it was a time, maybe a little bit of time to pay the piper. This was a team that really needed some changes, but I don't know if anyone was expecting the amount of changes that they underwent. Obviously, you still have Josh Allen there. You still have Sean McDermott, but a lot of leadership gone. A lot of those veteran faces, a lot of the team that really tried to get over the hump against the Kansas City Chiefs, those guys are gone. This is really a 2.0 era for Josh Allen, and now they've got the draft sitting in front of them. They clearly have needs at wide receiver and on the defensive side of the ball, so it's an interesting time now for Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, I think it wasn't just a salary cap situation. It was a lot of players got older and injury-prone, so I'm not as worried about some of these changes because, honestly, I think change is overdue. They kept hitting a wall against Kansas City. Listen, when you have Josh Allen, there's a lot of options.
No, your window's always open. That's window, I thought it was crazy when people, after the Stephon Diggs trade went down, said that, oh, this is the window for Buffalo closing. Yeah. What is anyone talking about? It's 27-year-old Josh Allen. Now, I'll give you this, Perloff. I think that the AFC East, now, the Miami Dolphins were good last year. Bills were able to hold them off in the last game of the season to end up winning the division. But if you don't think the New York Jets are really going to be a factor, I do. I know that Aaron Rodgers is going to be coming back from the Achilles, but if he's healthy, the Jets have made all the changes and made the additions that you want for an all-in team.
Wow.
Now, I don't trust their head coach, Robert Saleh, but I do have an Aaron Rodgers chip on your shoulder. That makes me nervous.
Last year everyone was talking about the AFC East being a dominant conference. I don't know. It feels like of the AFC divisions, it's one of the easier ones. You got, you know, I would worry about that. If you're losing sleep over that, Maggie, I think you're going to have bigger problems in the AFC West, namely those Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, let's turn our attention now to a member of those Buffalo Bills, DeMar Hamlin, who has transcended just football and become a celebrity and an inspiration for how he has recovered from his cardiac arrest. He joins us now on behalf of Abbott, the Heart Mates program. DeMar, good morning. You look great. You're just checking yourself out in the camera. How you doing?
Good morning. How you guys doing? I'm doing amazing.
We're doing good. DeMar, just so you know, just off the top, Maggie is a diehard Buffalo Bills fan, so forgive her if she gets emotional here.
Well, DeMar, it is great to see you, and anytime we get to see you, I think it brings up a lot of emotions for a lot of different people. But first, let's start off with the Buffalo Bills side of this. As Perloff mentioned, I am a fan. Where were you when the Stephon Diggs trade went down, and were you surprised by the trade?
I'm just showing up and just working every day. So, you know, I was surprised by that. And, you know, that's one of my closest friends on and off the field. So, hate to see him go, but, you know, excited to for him to, you know, keep progressing in his career. But, you know, I text him and, you know, we'll be close no matter the location. So I'm glad that we were able to build our relationship. So I appreciate it every moment that we spend in Buffalo, for sure.
Can you describe a little about your relationship with Diggs and kind of his, you know, sort of just sort of his presence in the locker room? Because I think a lot of people made this out to be like Diggs, you know, has this outsized personality, or that in some ways he was a distraction or something. You know, from your vantage point, being a teammate of his, how would you describe his, Diggs's leadership style?
You know, I would watch him go up to every person on the team and, you know, motivate them differently. You know, I think that's the perfect example of a leader. Every time I seen him put his cleats on, he came to work. He truly was the example of, you know, how to show up and work and lead every day. You know what I mean? And he shows up for his teammates and his brothers on and off the field. You know, he pulled up to my charity event, I think straight from being out the country last year, you know, and that just exemplifies it, you know. So he shows up for me. I mean, you know, I'm super honored to be here today talking to you. On behalf of Abbott, you know, I'm pretty sure Diggs would show up for me here too if I would call him right now and tell him to pull up today. So,
wow.
Appreciate my brother. I love him. I'm super excited for his new opportunities. I cherished every moment we got. And I'm super excited to be here talking to you about Abbott and the HeartMates team we're creating.
We can't wait to talk about that too, the Abbott HeartMates program. It's a providing support in the community, new technology for people who've been impacted by cardiovascular conditions. A last one for you on Diggs. So you guys are going to play the Texans this year. And, you know, if you, what's that going to be like? And if you guys face the Texans in the playoffs, what would that be like to be facing your former teammate in Diggs?
Well, you know, it wouldn't be my first time facing a former teammate, you know, as, you know, roster challenger of the year. So, you know, it'll be an adjustment. You know, I'm used to having my brother on my side with me, but, you know, we'll have to figure out a game plan for sure. Like I said before, though, I love my brother. And I appreciate him, you know, for always showing up for me no matter what, on and off the field. Like I said, I will call him right now to pull up and get on this call and talk to you about HeartMates. He would. So, you know, I'm just appreciative of every moment we spent together in Buffalo.
Real quick, one more football question. Damar, so there's some new faces at receiver, but you know Khalil Shakir, obviously, practiced for a game. Who do you expect to sort of step up and replace a lot of that production? Because Diggs, in addition to leadership, just was an incredibly productive receiver as well. How do you expect the offense to sort of change without him there?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I play defense. I'm getting the ball back into 17's hands. I expect everybody to step up. You know, that's kind of a role I'm in as well. You know, just young guys learning, growing, being a sponge, learning from the older guys who have been doing it the right way for years. And, you know, it's our time to do so. So, you know, I'm super excited for our opportunity. And I know everyone on that side of the ball is super excited as well.
Damar Hamlin is joining us on behalf of the Abbott HeartMates program. Mentioned this is obviously very near and dear to you. You become such an inspiration for what you overcame that night in Cincinnati. You know, this particular program, why did this one speak to you? Because you've been so influential now of helping bring awareness and attention to cardiovascular conditions.
Yeah, it was, you know, the perfect, you know, perfect opportunity for me, you know, partnering Abbott here, being an ambassador for the HeartMates program, because the HeartMates program is made for, you know, all people, all ages that have experienced cardio conditions. And, you know, what the purpose serves is to create a community for people. You know, it's a lonely road, you know, when you're trying to navigate, you know, getting back to normal, as people say, you know, when dealing with a cardiovascular issue. So, you know, to create a community for people to, you know, navigate that road and, you know, be able to learn from other people's experiences who may experience the same thing as you, or, you know, just gaining perspective from learning from someone who experienced something different. So, you know, it's a unique opportunity, and I'm super excited to lead the charge because I know the impact that it will make. And today, you know, we're here doing a draft, you know, with the NFL draft coming up next week. You know, we decided to do a HeartMates draft. And today we're drafting 11 people into the Heart Mates program. And, you know, they'll be able to, you know, be our starting lineup.
Damar Hamlin joining us. You can go to abbott.com/heartmates. That's where you can find more details on this draft. You mentioned about getting back to yourself. I'm curious, do you feel back to your old self, or after what you went through, does that just change maybe who you are forever?
I'm still navigating that, to be honest. I'm still figuring it out. I'm still, you know, I'm still on a journey, I would say. You know, it's not a finished product yet, but you know, I'm on that road, and I'm waking up every day, you know, with the growth mindset, you know, always trying to get 1-3% better. So, you know, I'm navigating that journey, so I'm still figuring it out myself. You know, maybe in a couple years down the line, I'll be able to, you know, give you more information on how I did it. But, yeah, I'm still navigating.
Damar Hamlin is joining us. I imagine your perspective just has to change. How could it not after you go through something like you did? But in terms of sports, you know, obviously you're going to care so much whether you win or lose a game. It's your livelihood. It's what you've worked for forever. But does it change your perspective at all? Like, does losing a game feel a little less bitter because you have this global perspective now of what you almost lost?
That's a great question. Yes and no, because you know, I do have a sense of perspective to where, you know, I can appreciate the simple things more. I can appreciate just being alive and just breathing a little bit more. But, you know, I say no because, you know, you put so much time and so much energy and effort into getting a win, you know, just from us to the coaches, to the staff, to everyone that, you know, participates in a program, you know, to go out there each week and get a win. So, you know, to say that a win feels less, you know, less like hard on me. I will be cheating everyone around me and everyone that also goes into getting that win each Sunday. So, you know, yes and no. Yes, for personal reasons, but no, because, you know, I respect everyone that sheds blood, sweat, and tears with me. And that puts the hours and the time in as well. So, you know, I respect everyone around me, and I want to win for them just as much as I want to win for myself.
Damar, you mentioned it can be lonely for people with heart issues and many kind of issues. How many times a week do people reach out to you to discuss their health issues? And are some of those young people who have been so inspired by everything you've done?
Honestly, all day, every day. You know, I'm learning people's stories. I'm hearing people's stories. I'm giving my perspective. I'm learning their perspectives. And, you know, it's my favorite part of the journey, you know, is actually experiencing and meeting people. You know, I try to pride myself on being where my feet are and, you know, actually indulging myself in all the moments that, you know, where God places me. So, you know, it's all day, every day, you know, and it's one of my favorite parts of the journey.
Damar Hamlin, again, joining us on behalf of Abbott, the HeartMates program, which is providing support, community, new technology, new devices for people who have been impacted by cardiovascular conditions. You can go to abbott.com/heartmates. Damar, on your behalf, I think there were a lot of people who felt some type of way about you not winning Comeback Player of the Year. Did you feel like you deserve that award?
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard some people were in an uproar. But, you know, nah, I did at first. I ain't gonna lie. I did a little bit just because, you know, I'm a competitor myself. You know, any competition you put me in, I would win. But, you know, I clapped for Joe as he went on stage, and I clapped for him as he went off, you know. And, you know, I at this point in my life, you know, it's truly God's plan. So, you know, God had a reason for, you know, God had a reason for him getting that trophy. God had a reason for his journey going how it went. And, you know, I don't want to discredit that any. And, you know, I truly feel with my journey, my comeback, per se, you know, it wasn't a worldly thing. It wasn't something that, you know, a trophy can define. You know, it's God gave me his trophy of still waking up every day, still living, still breathing, having a healthy life, having a healthy family. You know, being blessed with every opportunity that I'm placed in right now. And, you know, I would be crazy to be upset about, you know, 1 foot trophy. You know, that signifies so much. I don't want to discredit it at all because I did want to win. But, you know, I feel like my journey is way more spiritual than a worldly award.
DeMar, I have a left turn. You have to help us sell something. So you're from Pittsburgh, went to Pittsburgh, was also recruited by Penn State. I'm from Philadelphia. Penn State is a Philadelphia school, right?
I wouldn't say a Philadelphia school.
Thank you, DeMar. And we just settled the bet. And we just settled it.
But it's not a Pittsburgh school.
I would say Temple, Villanova, or Philly schools. I wouldn't give Penn State all to Philly just yet.
Do people always think Pittsburgh and Philadelphia are rivals, but really, that's not your rival growing up at all, right?
No, I think there's bigger fish to fry out here in the world than for us to be beefing as state mates and next door neighbors, you know. It's kind of like not really competition, but you know, it's like, you know, when you're amongst your peers, you know, you kind of compete a little bit. So, you know, that's maybe where the rivalry starts to form. But, you know, the 76ers is my favorite basketball team. I don't have no problem with Philly. My favorite rapper, Meek Mill, is one of my favorite rappers. He's from Philly. It's all love with Philly and me. So I don't got no problems at all.
Well, I told you he had great taste,
Maggie.
Yeah, I
know. He does, obviously. A couple of minutes here with DeMar Hamlin, who's joining us on behalf of Abbott Heartmates program. You mentioned rivalries. I mean, the one between the Bills and the Chiefs right now is as a fever pitch. And every time you guys play these incredibly close games that have just not gone the Bills' way in the postseason, what is it going to take for the Bills to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs?
You know, it's going to take us finishing the game with one more point in some way, somehow. You know, this is a game of football. So, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, I'll leave the X's and O's to the coaches, and I'll show up each week, you know, ready for the game plan and do my job, whatever that may be. So, you know, I'll keep that short and sweet for you.
Do you guys feel like you have to be extra aggressive when you play that team? Is there like a mental side of this that you have to get over to in order to sort of beat and take out the top team?
No, I don't agree with that. You know, I think it's just about what I just said, you know, finding a way. You know, that's all about, it's all it's about. It's that simple, just finding a way. But, you know, shout out to them. Shout out to, you know, what they've been able to do over the past few years. You know, shout out to their players, you know, that show up and keep finding a way to have success. You know, we'll continue to do the same. All right.
DeMar, can't tell you how much we appreciate this. It's great to see you. On behalf of Abbott, the Heartmates program, again, they're having a draft, sort of, right? It's draft season here with the NFL draft happening next week. You can go to abbott.com/heartmates to learn more about this program that provides, again, support to a community and also to new technologies for people who have been impacted by cardiovascular conditions. DeMar, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Appreciate that. Best of luck next year.
Wow, one pretty clear takeaway from that interview.
What's that?
DeMar Hamlin, Sixers fan.
Yeah, I know. I knew you were going to do that.
Yes.
Anytime anyone is even driven through the state of Pennsylvania, you have to ask them what they think of Philly.
Well, you know, the funny thing is DeMar Hamlin takes a lot of Pittsburgh pride.
Totally.
I know, and he also takes a lot of pride in being a Buffalo Bill. He's never said anything bad about that city, but I think of him as like one of those Pittsburgh guys.
You know what he is? He's definitely tough, obviously, but you know what's funny about DeMar is he's, to me, yes, for the Bills, 100%, this is a story that could have been so tragic and ended up being an inspiration. I think he's kind of everybody, like everyone's a fan of his though, right? Because the outpouring of support for DeMar was so wide and every team was wearing the three on their shirts and on the field. It went so far beyond Buffalo. I feel like his story just got shared with everyone because there was, you know, it felt like, you know, just ever wanted him to pull through so much,
100%.
You know, and it just became way bigger than Buffalo.
Right. You know, it's funny. He had a comment a while ago that he'd love to retire in Pittsburgh or whatever, but then and someone criticized him in Buffalo, and he's like, I love Buffalo, though. So all that, because he's definitely a national player, but he sort of fits to me something about the Bills. There's a little bit, you know, there's something about Buffalo. And,
late round pick, making the most of his opportunity.
That fits a character. When I think of the Buffalo Bills, I think guys like that. Maybe that's unfair. I don't think of the, you know, salt of the earth kind of tough guys, and he is that, not sort of Hollywoody guys. No offense. Does that sound bad? Sorry. Jim Kelly would have a beer with anybody at any place, like at a bar. Like, this is Buffalo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is here to satisfy your sweet morning cravings. Get your day off to a sweet start with the Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's. The NASCAR Cup Series heads to Talladega this weekend. William Byron comes into the race with three wins this season, while Kyle Larson leads the way in points with 335. However, the forecast for Talladega, not good. Rain and temperatures in the 50s on Sunday.
What did you call it?
I screwed up Talladega. Yeah. But I've seen Talladega Nights many times. I'm a huge fan. I got to tell you, a new Cinnabon Pull-Apart, that sounds pretty darn good right about now.
Where are those? Can we get one of those right now?
Okay.
They deliver?
We've been doing these NFL draft rumors. This is my favorite draft rumor maybe of all time. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because of the Twitter element to this.
Okay.
Or the X, whatever you want to call it.
Social media, yeah.
Okay. So it all started when a little team called the Washington Commanders decided to have all four quarterbacks that they might potentially be looking at visit the facility at the same time. In fact, I think they had over 20, maybe 25 draft prospects there at the same time. Apparently, we're learning more other teams do this too. A lot of reasons for convenience so everyone can meet the owner, whatever. It seemed a little weird at the time, then it got less weird. Apparently, Jaden Daniels, the LSU quarterback who could go number two overall, his agent named Ron Butler was also curious about this. So there was a tweet out there where Mike Florio, our buddy at Pro Football Talk, and former NFL quarterback Chris Sims were arguing about this methodology from Washington to have all the quarterbacks. And Ron Butler put out a emoji tweet. Now, what would you call the emoji? I'm asking you guys. What would you call the emoji where it's a face and he has his fingers around the chin? What would you call it? I call it the emoji.
I thought it's confused.
Yeah.
Confused emoji. I've been reading people calling it the pondering emoji.
Intrigued emoji.
Intrigued emoji. So Ron Butler put out the intrigued emoji. But that's not all. It goes further on Twitter.
Wow, there's more.
Farther.
Good luck with that.
Peter Schrager said, and I quote, "The week leading up to the draft is my favorite week of the year." This is NFL Network's Peter Schrager. "Today's buzz around the league is about a top QB prospect's agent commenting with a shrug emoji," or whatever we call it, "on a Mike Florio, Chris Sims clip on Twitter. What's that mean? Can't make this stuff up, and why it's the best." The agent also liked that tweet.
Oh, wow.
And then someone responded.
Is this guy doing work, or is he just scrolling on social media?
Somebody else tweeted, "So we're just supposed to ignore the like comments if the ponder emoji wouldn't be making a big deal." And Ron Butler liked that one. So Ron Butler keeps liking
and tweeting. Dude, get off the toilet. Go do something.
So
it's a bulky situation.
Sounds harmless. Sounds harmless, right? What do we find out today? Because of this little piece of news, and I think this is why, the draft odds all of a sudden changed like crazy. Jaden Daniels was a heavy favorite to go number two overall. Now it's about even odds on DraftKings. He's still favored on some of the other books. But it has changed everything. And my theory is that we have nothing else to go on. Nobody actually knows what's going to happen. So might as well go with some emojis and some likes as a reason to change your draft bet.
I mean, Wow, this one is feels very 2024. Why would you do anything to tick off the team that has the second overall pick when you would like to be picked second overall? Well, or maybe Jaden Daniels doesn't want to go to Washington. But
that's a new
I
wouldn't theory
mind
out
going
there.
To Washington. They've got weapons, new head coach,
yeah.
New vibe. Maybe he doesn't like Cliff Kingsbury. I don't know. But
that's a lot of people's theory that for some reason Jaden Daniels doesn't want to go to Washington.
You want to go to the New England Patriots right now to be one in the Belichick hangover?
No, well, there is one of the reasons the Patriots have been linked to him is because Jaden was on a podcast with his receiver Malik Nabers, and Malik said, "Oh, you're about to be reunited with our friend up there in New England." And their friend is, of course, Kayshawn Booty, who was suspended for betting. Yes. So who knows what's going on here? So maybe Jaden wants to play with his buddy and doesn't like Washington. Who knows? But you're right. Why would an agent do this? Even if Jaden doesn't want to go to Washington, do not get on Twitter and say anything because it's just going to fuel the speculation the team definitely doesn't want to hear.
Okay, so here's the other part of it, right? So they had all the quarterbacks, the top quarterbacks, not Caleb Williams, but the other ones,
yeah.
All in at the same time. In some ways, yes, because it might have been convenient, but also wasn't it to see sort of how they were, like all, to sort of be evaluating them all at the same time?
Well, you say that, but that's just a theory, okay, because nobody's actually come out and said that that's why they do it.
Well, maybe that's even just a byproduct, right? You do get to see all these guys interacting all at the same time. They all went to Top Golf,
yeah.
You know, it was like there was a social component to it and all of that. So you're the guy who comes out of here, and I presume that the agent didn't go rogue here. I'm presuming maybe Jaden Daniels was miffed or upset by the fact that he didn't get his own visit. So, like, why do that? This is a time where, you know, just sort of
why
keep
do
your
that
head down.
If you're Jaden Daniels,
exactly.
Yeah, don't let it get out. No,
don't let it get out that you
that's why the draft odds change. It's not a good sign. It's now Washington's like, oh, man, are we getting a pain in the neck? I'm sure no team wants an angry agent either. Agents affect a lot of this.
Man, silly. Let's hit the phones. Big Dave is in Kentucky. Good morning, Dave. What's up?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great.
DeMar Hamlin, what an inspirational dude, huh?
How about that? Right? Unreal.
I mean, it's one of those things like, you know, that you remember exactly where you were when that happened.
Yeah, and DeMar just joined us, by the way. If you want to see that interview, you can always download the Maggie and Perloff podcast, and we'll put it up on youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet. Yeah, Dave, sorry, you were saying?
Oh, that's okay. It was a great piece. I listened to the interview there. It was a great piece. And, you know, how the entire, well, almost the entire country, you know, came to encompass him and the relationship even from the city of Cincinnati, you know, all the first responders and the whole city, oh, everybody basically you know, got on that guy's train. He's an inspirational dude, and good to hear that he's doing great. A couple things real quick. I was listening to you guys yesterday morning, the Robert Kraft conversation, and Mags, you hit the nail on the head as usual. Anybody thinks that billionaire owners do anything by random, like he that Robert Kraft is going to reach out to another owner out of the goodness of his heart and be a good Samaritan, so they don't make, is an idiot.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean, he's worried about his own interests. He's afraid that Belichick was going to go to Atlanta, where he would have had almost a plug-in success roster and have some success and kind of tarnish, you know, what he accomplished with the Patriots. So I'm full on board with you there, Max.
And wait. Thing, so Dave, and I'm not sure, is that what you were saying, Maggie, that Robert Kraft was afraid Belichick was going to succeed elsewhere, so submarined him?
And I just think that you can't blame Robert Kraft for giving a true, honest assessment. That's what I said of Bill Belichick. I just didn't see how Belichick, who's been ornery and been his way or the highway for 40 years, like, what do they think was going to happen in Atlanta?
Because, Dave, you're saying something different. You're saying Kraft was afraid that Belichick would make him look bad by winning too many games.
I just think that's part of the narrative. I'm not saying that was his entire motivation.
Yeah, I said Robert Kraft was being petty. Yeah.
Absolutely. And listen, Robert Kraft doesn't have the most stellar reputation in the world either.
No.
I mean, if you look at things, I just think that the narrative or the opinion, like, that he did this being a good co-owner is just ludicrous.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't think so. I also just think, I think Belichick earned this reputation, though. And I think if you still believe in Belichick, it's because you still believe that he's a coaching genius and that he still has all this, you know, knowledge and can change a culture. You know what you're getting with Belichick. Yeah, are you getting a warm conversation? Of course not. That would be insane. Belichick is the tyrant, and it's won him a lot of games.
I agree, but apparently, the Falcons were on the verge of hiring. I mean, they interviewed him and all that, and this craft call submarined all that. Yeah. Apparently, I just think, listen, it's a small knit circle. Do you think that everyone doesn't know who Bill Belichick is?
Exactly.
And in fairness to him, he apparently offered to relinquish some of his power in the past. He didn't want to be a GM anymore. He just wanted to coach the football team. But anyway, I just thought that was kind of silly. But on the more important thing,
yeah.
On Wednesday night, a report started to surface on Twitter and some other media outlets that Jerry Jones, the owner of the most underachieving sports franchise in the history of organized sports, has made an offer as an Arkansas alum mega booster to double the NIL offer to any of the Kentucky recruits that would come to Arkansas with Calipari over whatever Kentucky offers.
Oh, Dave, it's
Jerry
on.
Jones, the Dallas Cowboys, that hasn't spent a red dime in the offseason for free agency. So Cowboys fans, congratulations. This is next level on the Dallas Cowboys circus. What's your guys' thoughts?
Man, like this rivalry that's developing now. I like this Arkansas-Kentucky Jerry going in with the big money bags. Mm. To try to lure the Kentucky recruits to Arkansas. Dave, it's on, man.
Why would you want to recreate what happened in Kentucky and Arkansas if you're Arkansas?
Well, maybe the guys will stay a little longer.
I don't know.
Good point, McLovin. Yeah. If Calipari is just this powerhouse, man, why are they having to back the money truck up to get recruits to come there?
Yeah.
Man,
this is the most Jarrett thing ever.
Appreciate that, Dave. Good to talk with you, as always.
I got a good theory on Kraft.
Oh,
that
yeah,
it's sort of, I listened to Mike Lombardi, former Patriots employee, close friend of Bill Belichick, on his podcast, The GM Shuffle, talked about what Kraft was doing. He mentioned it offhandedly, but I think this is a big thing because I've heard this before. Robert Kraft is obsessed with getting to the Hall of Fame. It's like his raison d'etre, as we say. It's all he talks about. Apparently, he has all these back channels working on it. And that he was upset because Belichick was not supporting his case vocally enough. And he thinks Belichick's one of the most influential minds. And that is where the real rift could be. I think it's ego. It's not totally different from what you were saying or from what Dave was saying. But I think Kraft's ego had a huge problem with Belichick.
No, the Hall of Fame thing is huge, especially when Jerry got in. Jerry Jones is in the Hall of Fame, and Kraft probably feels like, I definitely deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. And I think that whole Dynasty documentary was supposed to be one big, to get Robert Kraft into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, do you like that as maybe a motivating force for Kraft kind of backstabbing Bill Belichick here? Because Belichick, I've never heard Belichick make a public case for Robert Kraft. Maybe he has, but I've never heard it.
I don't know. I mean, Belichick doesn't do anything for anybody ever.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I just think their relationship got really bad and really toxic at the end. And I think Robert Kraft probably felt like he is mad at Bill and himself that they let Brady go.
I think
it's very embarrassing that Brady went to Tampa and won that Super Bowl right away.
I think if Bill Belichick had come out right at the end of the season and said, I think that Robert Kraft should be in the Hall of Fame, he would be the coach right now and Drake May would be their quarterback or something. I don't know. I think that probably is a big deal. But I got to tell you, I've heard so many people have told me about, have you ever heard of the Robert Kraft Hall of Fame effort? Like, it's a big, big deal to him. So I don't know. I think this is ego and friendships, the loss. I have no idea. It's definitely personal. I mean, everybody agrees on that. Whatever happened with Kraft and Belichick, they were not buds by the end.
But don't take it out on Belichick. You're not in the Hall of Fame. It's the media, right? So start lobbying Tom Curran or whoever is the Boston person who's responsible for this.
But don't you think Belichick would help? I mean, everyone trusts Belichick when it comes to that kind of stuff. Anyway.
Bogus is here with headlines. Hello.
Guys, some think that Jaime Jaquez was also a better rookie than Chet Holmgren. That's beside the point. The Heat need Jaquez to be better than usual tonight when they face the Bulls in the play-in finale without the injured Jimmy Butler.
Well, we just got to stick together. One more game. This is a blessing at the play-in tournament. You know, being being in the 7-8 is that you get one more game to fall back on. So, you know, make the most of it and take advantage of this other lesson that we got.
Butler hurt his right MCL in Wednesday night's loss in Philadelphia. The Heat have only ruled him out for tonight. The Pelicans will not have Zion Williamson when they host the Kings in the West elimination game. He hurt his hamstring against the Lakers on Tuesday. Tonight's winners face the Celtics and Thunder, respectively, in round one starting on Sunday.
Bogus, quick question. How out is Jimmy Butler? Is it out, like out? Like, until that guy is dead, I would be terrified of him showing up.
So I think when the NBA, when a team says a player is out.
Oh, so they did say
he's
out.
He's out, yes. But right. That's all they've done is say he's not playing tonight. They, as far as I can see, they have not confirmed anything past this game.
He's out.
Okay, he's out. Right,
but he's technically out for tonight.
And they said he's expected to miss several weeks.
Right, the expected is what scared me because I'm terrified of Jimmy Butler. You know how I feel about this man. He is the most relentless playoff player. Okay, so that's good. He's out tonight.
I thought Prof was like, is he going to be allowed in the building? Like, what are you getting at here? He's out. He's not playing.
The original report was he's expected to miss multiple weeks. Not he's going to miss multiple weeks.
Yeah. I would say even if they somehow win tonight, even if he were to come back and play in that Boston series, the Heat don't stand a chance. I know they knocked him out in the conference finals last year. This Boston team is 100 times better. The Heat are not nearly as good.
So what's the point? Right, I see what you're saying.
But very convenient now that they're on the brink of being eliminated and Jimmy Butler all of a sudden can't play.
Oh. Wow. Well, look at you.
Questioning Jimmy Butler's toughness. Pat, I wouldn't do it.
I seriously would come here and find you.
This is not LeBron. This is Jimmy Butler we're talking about.
This guy's like riding around in an RV all summer. Like, this dude's on a different level. What else we got, Bogus?
Only two night games were scheduled last night in baseball. Then the Cubs and Marlins got rained out at Wrigley. So the Giants and Diamondbacks had the stage to themselves, which allowed us to focus on Giants rookie center fielder Younghoo Lee and his large fan club sitting behind home plate in San Francisco during one late pitching change. The group had a dance party.
That's pretty fun, I have to say.
Lucille looks like the odd guy out there, I gotta tell you.
Get out of the picture, Lucille.
That's from Giants TV. And
the mascot?
Yeah, he's the Giants mascot. And if you're confused by Lucille and odd guy out, this is actually L-O-U, Seal. It's not Lucille, it's Lou Seal. He's a man, Seal. Mascot for the Giants.
I wonder how many people in a room came up with that idea.
And you have to explain it, which is always what you want for a mascot.
See, it's Lou.
Well, when you see him, I believe he has a fairly significant mustache to confirm his gender, but for radio, you only are hearing them say Lucille, and then they say Guy, which might have confused a listener or two without the visual.
I'm probably missing something here.
Yeah.
Why is it named Lucille?
Because there's seals in the in McCovey Cove, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think so.
I was thinking like there's a player.
Again.
There's something like attached to it, but no.
They probably took them. They probably spent $1 million, give or take, with this whole mascot thing. And the fact that we've needed 90 seconds to explain it means they done messed up.
A job not well done.
No, not good. Although I like this guy. This is a rookie now that we have to be paying attention to. I think this is a future star here. He's got his fan club. They're showering him with beer after he got his first home run the other night.
He had two hits. He scored a run last night, and his Giants pulled away late for the win.
Here's the set. There they go. The pitch. Line drive, base hit to right field. One run is in. Two runs are in. Around to third base goes Chapman. Holding at first is Yastrzemski, and that opens it up considerably. It is now 5-0 Giants.
That, of course, is John Miller on Giants Radio.
The best.
A 4-run eighth leading to the 5-0 decision over the Diamondbacks. Lee's only 25, too. First year in the bigs. Played very, very well in Asia. Was a big-ish free agent this year. Sometimes when those guys get here, they're kind of at an advanced age. But 25, if he is as good as some people think, we're going to get his entire career in the States.
Is he just a lefty or a switch hitter? I saw him betting lefty last night, but I wasn't sure.
He throws right, and I saw the same couple. I don't know if it's a switch hitter or not.
Okay, let me see.
This says left-handed hitter.
Okay.
Yes, he's a lefty, not a switch.
This dude, I think he's got, obviously, the game, and I think he's got a pretty good personality, too. Like, it's breaking through. So that's a new, exciting young player on the West Coast to
watch.
Got
good hair, too. A lot of hair. Jealous.
Got it all. Yeah. Oh, that's jealousy.
Yeah. Rangers righty Max Scherzer may now make his season debut in early May instead of late June, according to The Athletic. Scherzer had back surgery in November. He threw live BP on Monday, felt good. A reminder, if he was still somehow a Met, we'd be flipping this. He would have been targeting early May. It would have shifted to late June because that's how the Mets injury news normally right. goes.
Then it would have hit May 2025.
Right.
A lot of scar tissue for you guys, huh?
Thanks, Pat. On the ice last night, the Avalanche dumped the Oilers 5-1 in their regular season finale. Nathan MacKinnon, 2 assists for a franchise record 140 points. And a pretty major upset last night in NCAA women's gymnastics. Utah and Florida topping two-time defending champ Oklahoma in their national semifinal. So this will be the first time since 2012 that the Sooners are not part of the championship meet. The Utes and Gators joined the Final Four by LSU and Cal. Guys, back to you.
Bogish, thank you so much. Appreciate that. Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Warriors doing a post-mortem, Perloff, on the season that ended in the play-in game to the Sacramento Kings, who move on and play tonight. Here is Mike Dunleavy, the Warriors GM, saying they can still compete for titles with their core trio.
And I think we have enough good players in our system. We have enough assets to acquire good players, and we have the ability to keep getting better. So given that, as long as those guys are still really good, like, yeah, we can. I think we can contend and compete, but we just unequivocally have to improve.
He also said that he definitely wants Klay Thompson back.
Certainly we want Klay back, first and foremost. I expressed that to him yesterday. I think our players have expressed that, our coaches, front office, ownership. Look, everybody wants Klay back. He's still a really good player.
And you know what? Klay Thompson had a terrible game in the play-in, Perloff. He went 0-for-10 and 0-for-6 from 3. I still think that he can contribute. The question is going to be, do you actually throw significant money at Klay Thompson or significant years at Klay Thompson? Because I can't imagine that the Warriors still believe that they can win if they are relying on Klay for major, major minutes.
I totally understand what you're saying. And yes, I think even that quote, you could hear him begging Klay to take a better deal and not be like the last piece in Houston or San Antonio, like some veteran thing. Now, the funny thing about it, the other name that people are mentioning a lot yesterday, you mentioned it too, Paul George. Yeah. Like, wow, wouldn't he be a great fit with Golden State? Do you realize that Paul George and Klay are the same age? So, Paul, you're going to get basically older. And like, what's the plan here? Just try and glom on some older guys who generally don't stay healthy here? So I'm not sure what the real plan is. Like, it sounds like run it back to me.
Well, I mean, but running it back, you couldn't even get past the Sacramento Kings in a must-win game when you had everyone healthy. So,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of like what the market tells you. Is the market telling you you're not close right now?
Yeah,
and
but
what do you do about that?
You know, we probably should have brought this up yesterday. If you had Draymond all season, would you have been in the play-in?
Well, but that's Draymond's fault. You know?
I understand. But
that's another part of this where I saw Steve Kerr was doing some interviews and they asked, you know, about being that close and how the 6 seed and the 10 seed were only separated by 6 games and what could have been if you had Draymond. He said, you know, people in Golden State in the Bay Area should just be thankful that we've had Draymond for this amount of time. Like, that to me is so tone deaf from Steve Kerr. I mean, thankful. What's going on with this? Like, you guys enabled and turned the other cheek or maybe even encouraged, you know, behavior that ultimately helped the team but hurt the team as well. And to ignore the fact that that any of Draymond's behavior ever hurt the Golden State Warriors makes them sound like state-run TV. Like, how can you not acknowledge? Yeah, you want to acknowledge the good parts. And if you think Draymond, you know, and what a key he's been to your title, your titles, but to never acknowledge that there's any downside here, they never acknowledge that he's ever hurt the team, it kills their credibility.
Well, you know my theory. If you didn't have nasty Draymond Green, there's no titles. I mean, you needed that tough guy on that team because you have the untoughest team in the history of basketball if you take Draymond off that. And can you have Draymond be the tough guy without getting these suspensions? I understand, in theory, that sounds great.
Right.
But Draymond is wired a certain way. And him being wired a certain way is why this team benefits off of having Draymond Green. You can't, you're really saying throw the baby out with the bathwater. You can't have half a Draymond Green. That's no such thing exists.
I know. But
so if I told you, you know, going back to early 2010s, you could have Draymond, but you're going to have to deal with these suspensions. Would you say, I don't want him? No, of course not.
Okay, but then you're asking me, could they have not, and could they have avoided the play-in game if Draymond hadn't had this suspension? I'm telling you, I think the answer is probably yes. And well, and so look at, you know, I don't think it's too much to ask an adult, even if professional athlete, to understand as you age to have to rein in your behavior and understand where the line is.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to work with Draymond. To be honest, I'm not sure it's going to work. But the thing about, you're right, I did say that they should be blaming Draymond to some part for this. But when they're evaluating where they are as a franchise, they have to assume, because they have no other choice, that Draymond's going to be there all year next year. Curry will be there. Klay will be healthy. I have no idea. But basically, I don't think that they view themselves as a 10 seed. Like, they're not, that's not where they are talent-wise. Well, I think they view themselves as better than that.
Okay, but the rest of the Western Conference is coming. And we talked about the, you know, OKC and Minnesota and these teams, you know, whatever's going to happen with Dallas and these other teams that are going to be heard from. And the other thing, too, about, yeah, you're like, well, next year you'll get the full Draymond. All right, well, he's getting older. And even though he missed games this year, he also had tons of ejections, including getting ejected like in the first quarter of games. I mean, you do nothing for your team then.
Yes, but what would you rather have him just not be physical and just not get in people's heads and just be Draymond, the passer, occasional three-point shooting guy? What does he do for you?
I mean, be available. Being available is kind of what I would be hoping for. It's not like you're paying him no money.
The reality is, too, even if Denver is a big problem for them. I mean, they do not look like they can match up with a major NBA front court, and even with Draymond.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.